I have known Brother Anthony since he was a little boy. I saw him grow until he came and embraced Jesus Christ. And the Lord gave him his beautiful wife. So I want to congratulate you, Brother Anthony. And Sister Teresia, we say we know you got a good husband.
Amen.
To congratulate the mother and the relatives. Are you happy to associate with such men? Amen. Good. This morning we have the honor to have our precious brother, the pastor in the church in Trinidad. And Trinidad is in the Caribbean islands.
Trinidad in the Korea Caribbeans.
So I have the pressure to invite him, and he comes and takes the service of the wedding for me. And I think it is a wonderful thing to grace this wonderful wedding of our precious brother. So I will ask you to stand, and once again, Nego Moria, Maito, Na Avava, Ona Ningina, Genera Mokite, Nego Mohoya Muno, Hedidaki Okiakira, the Nabere, Tavadari. Tore kwaraneria tuthikiririe uria uraria tuige maundu maria tungenda kwaria thutha tuli maria thuthaini na nitukumuria tafadhali muikare muthikiririe tondu kigo kiu ureboru twai na roiga atiriri agushirie ngiremwo ni kurega o uria murwa ithe witu Anthony Thumbi athondekire kaundu akigushiriria Jerry ona akiendaga kurega akiremwo ni kurega.
Amen.
Tukuhoya Ngai athondeke kaundu ngoro-ini yaku agucirerie ngoro yaku ona ukiendaga kurega uigue karuriri kau karakugucaga kugucaga kugucia nginya uge amen.
Amen.
God bless you very much. You're very welcome. And I'm so happy. I have the honor to welcome my precious brother, the pastor of the church in Trinidad, Brother Vin Ndaya. I will ask us to stand and shall sing the last stanza of that song, hymn number 150. Stand a great and some shall stand. I am my Lord and He is mine. He drew me and I for all. Come to confess the voice divine.
Heads would have prayed. Father, we are so grateful to come and assemble in your divine presence today. Lord, to witness this great wedding ceremony of our precious brother and sister. And as we witness this, dear God, it speaks to us of another great wedding, Lord, that is to take place, Father. And we pray today, Lord, as we would go through the course of this service, if there are members ordained to be part of your great bride, that is to catch this great inspiration today. And you have drawn them to this place. May the great Holy Spirit speak to them in such a way, Lord, that they might recognize the call of the Holy Spirit. And may your divine presence move among us and create such an atmosphere, even for the climax, Lord, when the ceremony will take place. Lead and direct us in all that is to be said and done, and may be pleasing and be acceptable in your sight. And may you give your divine approval to all that would be said and done. For we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Certainly want to greet you today in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, especially the bridegroom and the bride, and all the relatives, the friends and the family. I might be the first time for some of them to come to the church. But it's certainly a wonderful thing and a very good purpose for gathering here today. Weddings are very beautiful things. It brings a special feeling in our heart, especially we who are part of the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because when we see the bride makes her entrance, when we see the honor that is given to the bride, when we see the bridegroom stand with his attendants at the side, I think of the Lord Jesus Christ and his messengers.
Amen.
And to see the bride comes walking in. Anyone in here can tell who the bride is.
Amen.
That's the way we would like it to be for the real bride of Jesus Christ, that she stands out. I would like to read a verse of scripture before you have a seat. I would like to read out of Genesis chapter 1. Verse
26.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Ninge gai akiuga atiri nitobe mudu adu tobe adu matarie tamuhianire witu mathane na naidwe na ma mathe shiungu yoshia iria ine na nyamo iria inge na sia joya sia dera ine.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may have a seat. You know, marriage is the oldest institution in the Bible.
Ohiki noguo wikiritwo kirikaniroine.
Marriage was not invented by man. It was not some heads of government that sat down and decided that it is good for people to marry and try to establish their society. But marriage came out of the very thoughts of God.
Amen. No ohiki wambiriria meshiria ine magai.
And this morning, as we look back at the first marriage, we will realize that God is infinite. He knows all things. What he does the first time is perfect to begin with. God cannot do something and then improve upon it. Because he's perfect, when he does it the first time, it is perfect to begin with. It cannot be improved upon. And so if he is to do it the second time, he must do it the same way he did it the first time.
Amen. No,
and how grateful we are for that today. To know that when a marriage takes place in our midst, we can look back at the very first marriage in the Bible.
Amen.
And see the unchanging God married a couple the same way that they did the first time.
Amen. Na tuone Ngai ũrĩa ũtagarũrũkaga na atacenjagia akĩhikithania ũhiki wa ũmũthĩ o ta ũrĩa anyitithanirie ũrĩa wakĩambĩrĩria.
And to all those who are not yet married,
na arĩa matarĩ marahikania kana kũhika,
who may be thinking about becoming married soon,
is
certainly a good place to be in today.
Amen.
Because we can see what the Bible says concerning marriage. There's a security in when God marries people.
Amen. Nihari security, yani nihari yani kumenyererwo.
Because the Bible says, whatsoever God joined together, let no man put asunder.
Amen.
And we are living in a day when 9 out of 10 marriages end up in divorce courts. So the home and the family is an endangered species.
Moshie nado umothe mari ugwatine munene.
It is the institution that the devil attacks the most.
How neho hari ya shaitani okaga na kuhinyereria makiria.
So it gives us great assurance and confidence.
Na kwogo nituraheo yani kumenya na kukorwo twina kinyina ma.
To know that God is present today. And as we look back at the first marriage that took place, and we realize this, the unchanging God doing what he did the same way he did it the first time, then we know whatsoever God joined together, no man could put asunder.
How to enama ate?
When God gave Adam a wife in the beginning, it wasn't for an experiment.
Amen.
That if he didn't like that wife too good, he would get another wife afterwards.
Atiarekia kumuhikiari, one mutumia ucio ti mwega ndamu agereere, riu ninge no ahote kumute ahiki ongi.
The wife that God gave him, he would not need another wife.
Amen.
God gave him an eternal mate.
Amen. Mungai amuheire muhiki wa guturania nake mende na mede.
It's a wonderful thing when you let God provide for you.
Amen. Ni undu wa bata riria wetikiria ngai akurehere we mwenewe akuhe.
Because God desires to provide for us.
Amen. Ni tondu ngai nake niendaga muno akoru ni woratuhe maundu macio.
As we observe the scripture that we read, it says God created man in his own image, and he created him male and female, and the Bible says, and God blessed them. Amen.
Amen.
And if you notice, it says God blessed them and gave them dominion. There was a change from him to them.
Amen.
In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And here in the very first marriage, we see that God had something in the back of his mind.
Amen.
And now he's unfolding it gradually.
Amen.
He didn't bring them as two separate beings together.
Amen.
But the first glimpse we get of the bride,
no, yani muhikio turamba kumuona,
she is in the man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God was showing us something about himself and the church.
Amen.
Because Ephesians 1 tells us, we were chosen in Christ.
Amen.
And we were blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ.
Amen. Na tukirathimo na irathimo ciothe cia iguru theini wa Kristo.
So we see the bride in the bridegroom. And the Bible says God blessed them. So Eve is receiving her blessings in Adam.
Amen.
She is seen in Adam. And she is blessed in
Adam.
A prophetic blessing for the woman.
Amen. Prophetic
even before she comes into expression.
Amen. Ona muhikio atokete bere ya Adam.
There was a designated season and time.
Yani ni kwali na matena na mahida.
When the bride that was in the bridegroom will be expressed.
Yani riria muhiki ore wale thini wa muhikania nake akonani.
Amen.
Amen.
And so in this great event that we observe here, we see that God was letting us see something about himself and his church. In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul tells us that it's a great mystery of Christ in the church. That's why it's a beautiful thing to observe a marriage ceremony. Because here we are 6,000 years after. And we see the unchanging God still holding before us this great mystery.
Amen.
And every marriage that took place down to the Bible, whether it was Adam and Eve,
Adam and Hawa,
Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, Boaz and Ruth, Ahasuerus and Esther, It was unfolding the mystery of the one great bridegroom and the one great bride.
Amen. Undosio wotheri ni kuguria hitho yo nene yomwe uria ni muhikania na muhiki wake Yeso na kanitha wake.
And in every one of those marriages,
na uhiki omwe wa macio twagweta
ri, it opens up the virtue of this great relationship.
Yani uhinguraga uhinya ya gwataniro yo nene.
That is to reveal this great mystery of Christ in the church. And so, I would like to read something else. Where God begins to bring the woman into expression. This woman who was blessed in the bridegroom, she had appointed time to come into expression for fellowship.
Amen. Na kenia bangeirwo itena riake riria agoka onanio niguo magie na gwataniro.
And Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
Na leo kiabereria igere 18.
Now we see God moving to do something else.
Leo nitrona ngai nake ehariria gwika undungi.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone.
Na ngai nake akiuga ati hatiagereire mundu aikare e wiki.
We didn't read that the man was crying out in loneliness.
Amen. Tutinathoma ati mundu e wiki ati ni kurira aririre akira ngai undi ndiraigua ndi wiki.
We read that God said it is not good that the man should be alone.
Amen. Tutinathoma ati ngai niwe waugire gutiagereire mundu uyu e ikari ature e wiki.
Now remember, Adam was made in God's image and God's likeness. The Bible calls Jesus Christ the last Adam.
Amen.
In Romans, we are told that Adam was a figure of Jesus Christ.
Adam.
So when God looked at
Adam,
God was revealing his own loneliness.
Amen.
God wanted a certain fellowship that he couldn't get with angels. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wanted his bride to come into expression. And he reflected that longing and that desire in Adam. He said, I will make him and help meet for him. God notices the need. And God has been moved to supply the very need.
Amen. Na riu ngai nake agitindikiririo niguo ahinge ibatariri.
You believe he's still interested in the need
today? Amen. Niwera tekiati ono muthen arioku.
Amen.
Amen.
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field.
Na kuma terine ngai agithondeka nyamu ciathe.
And every fowl of the air.
Na nya ciothe iria ciumbukaga iriera-ini.
And brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them.
Na akimurehere Adam one uria agucieta.
And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
No uria Adam etire.
And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found and help meet for him.
Amen.
Amen. God said, I will make and help meet for him.
No, Gayaki Ganengo Mudondekera, Mud, Ani, Nengo Mudondekera, or Omwagere.
Or the suitable kind of help, the right kind of help.
Yani, Amudondekere, Uri Omwagere, Ongota Kumutaya Nigeria Agere.
But for Adam, it was not found.
No, Hare Adam Gutiona Kirionori.
Amen.
Amen.
What a beautiful thought here. The right kind of help could not be found in all the creation.
Amen. Uteithio yuri duonekaga
a great search was made.
Yani agetuelia na agetuelia na agetuelia.
But it could not be found.
Na utionekanile.
So God said, I will make it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes you look and it seems you can't find it.
Wandugu, sangino naangalia naangalia huyu. Unaona upa huyu? Eh? Ukatuelio yo, hatuelio yo. Kona hatili.
But God can provide what we have need of.
Amen. No ngai no akure here na akune na one ni hali. Amen.
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 We do not have to despair.
To muhaka despair. Yani tutokuwa ngoro.
We don't become frustrated.
Na tuambie kudhinika.
We don't have to think that I'm just going to go along and live single and will never have a companion.
Oh, atu ni ngo toro ngo na ndikage na mundu ongeda idia na jirajira.
No, 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 no.
Asha, asha, asha.
God is interested.
Hey, man. Guy naka le interested. Na onake ni arenda we ugie no teithio na wone mundu mwega.
Go to the help maker.
Yeah, amen. Guy no he anaga muteithia mwega.
Amen. He said, I will make the help.
No, no omega.
He's a help maker.
We no teithio he anaga muteithia mwega.
He can make the right kind of help.
Amen. No akure he muteithia mwega uri uri guteithagia na njira njega.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Now catch this now.
Tanyito doyo.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept.
Kai akimurehere Adamu toro munene Adamu agikoma.
In other words,
na jirengiri.
God is saying, "This is my job."
Amen. Kai araga tirere. Uyu ni wira wakwa tu.
I don't need your help.
Sirenda utaidia waku.
Let me put you to sleep.
Amen. Wacha nikuweke ulade, sitaki msaada wako, wacha nifanye kazi mimi.
I don't want you involved in this.
Dear doctor, we didn't want you.
Because this will be my gift to you.
Amen. Nitondo giki gikoro giki heo giakwa aliwe.
I myself will bring this bride into expression.
Nie mwenyewe na nie ngukurehera muhiki uyu no muone.
I will form her in such a way.
Gumuthondeka na jiraje ya muthemba fulani.
I will design her in such a way.
Gumumba ndimuthondeka na jira fulani.
I will equip her with everything you have need of.
Amen. Gumwekira ndimuthagathage ndimuthage na maundu mothe mari awe we na batanamo.
She will be my workmanship.
Amen.
She will be my workmanship.
Yani ago korwale wira wa moko makwa.
She will be my masterpiece.
Yani ago korwa huwa yani masterpiece kilicho bora.
And I will give her unto you.
Na joke de mo eh go na ngere we.
You go to sleep and dream about it.
Amen. Where come na ambelia kurota iroto jega sio ndocio.
And let me, you just wait until I bring her and present her before you.
No reka ni ende muthagathage na ndimurehe gunengere we.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Good. Yeah. Amen.
And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof.
Agikiruta rubaru rumwe akiehutia rubaru na agicoka agithondeka nyameyo. Akihinga.
Do you think that anybody could make a better help than God? That if God knows the kind of help that the man needs,
bas, and
he has undertaken the job to provide this help.
Now when we are warring with Russia,
look at the choice of material he chooses to make the help.
Amen. Kirore material kana indo iria aroya niguo athagathage akurehere uteithio cio.
He took from his ribs.
Amen. Arutira rovaruine rwake.
What is so special about the ribs?
Niki kiu kinene oguo yani gikonie rovaru.
Why did he take from the ribs?
Niki giatumire arute rovaruine.
He didn't take from the head.
Darutira mutuine.
Because she might want to rule him.
Betado mohikio shagiarutirwa ha. No ambiria go weciria athe muthuri uyu.
He didn't take from the feet.
Darutira maguruine.
Because he didn't want him to trample upon her.
Tadonde ndire ate arake atuike wa kumukinya kinya kumukinya riria thi.
But he took clothes from the heart.
Amen.
He took from his side. That was close to him. And the Bible
said,
and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Let's look at the help maker here. Making the right kind of help. To satisfy the longing. To remove the loneliness. And to bring satisfaction. And he chooses one of the ribs. Now the word help means support. Help, assistance. So God said, I will give you the right kind of support, the right kind of assistance you need. Now that word help meet, it comes from two Hebrew words. It means an help and agreeing to him.
Amen.
Amen. An agreeable help.
Amen. Unajua kuna msaada ambao unasaidia mtu ambaye yeye hataki na umemsaidia na hataki, lakini hii ni ile unamsaidia na yeye usaidizi huo anautaka. Ngoja niseme. Ni utaithio ria kuri utaithio ngitaithia mtu na darawenda no riwo yura uragwetwa ni utaithio ngitaithia mtu na akenia ubataire kwoguo mukaigua ni rotithio ni ucio. Amen.
Suited for his support, suited for his assistance.
Yani utaithio arenda na ni umwagirire ukamutaithio guo yani odocio. Amen.
Now the ribs in human beings,
yani mbaru thinwa wando,
even in animals,
ona thinwa nyamo,
is a bone that supports and protects and strengthens the structure and the vital organs.
Amen. Rubaru hare anto kana nyamu ni ndo ni kindu kiabata muno nikyo kigiteithagiriria na kunyitirira mundu ona kana nyamu iyo rubaru ndu we no teithio munene rwa kunyitirira.
You know, you have your vital organs like the heart and the lungs and the kidneys and these things.
Ndio ni tore na ciega ingi cie no teithio ta ngoro ona kidney na indo ta icio.
It is so necessary for the health and the existence of the human being.
Yani ni cia bata muno ni undu wa teithio wa mundu.
That God enclosed it with the ribs to support it and protect it.
Amen. Na nikio ngai ethira rumparu niguo indo icio ciothe cie thine ngoro.
So when God chooses one of the ribs, he was choosing material that had qualities of support and protection.
Amen.
Isn't he a wise God?
Amen.
Doesn't this begin to give us an insight into how God views the role of the wife?
Yani ndewe the dorato he kuona uria ngai onaga uteithio wa mutumia.
And the same way the man knows the importance of the ribs to protect his vital organs,
uria mundu nake oe bata wa gukorwo na rubaru ni undu wa gukunyitirira indo icio ciothe iria imukonie cie ku theine,
he can rightly view the wife and see to the what purpose she was suited for when God gave her to him.
Amen. Muthuri uyu kana mundu uyu ri riu no akihote kurora na njira yagireere gitumi ya gukorwa na mutumia uyu otoria ngai nake ekite haria kamera yani ukanyita mutumia ena gitumi bio bio kiagireere ya guteithia we.
Now when God made man in the beginning, man was an offspring of God. God made him for fellowship. So God could not make him less than God.
Amen. Amen. Did you get that? Gai dagi obire mudu, munini kumukira, tadu edete mudu, uokoro mahuana inenarake na tamahu, neguwa makorago na guataniro.
They had the same nature.
Mali na odo, okona inye.
They had the same desire.
Mali na kueda, kuhuana inye.
They were of the same species.
Ma umanete na odo wa umwe.
God was God over his creation.
Gayare gai rungurwa siobesi yake.
He was God over heaven.
Are gai waku matwine.
So he had to make Adam a God over earth.
Amen. Akionate de gai wa matwine. Rekenda akion demuthondeke akoro are gai wa gukuthi.
God was a king.
Gayare mufalme.
Over a kingdom.
Yeah, igororia ufalme flani.
So he had to make Adam a king over a kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Watu wa Kiswahili, Mungu alikuwa mfalme, na alikuwa natawala ufalme wake. Basi akaona amtengeneze mwingine, kama yeye, awe mfalme wa hapa ulimwenguni. Amen.
Because fellowship is like with like.
Amen. Nitondo, nguatari renore, ni ihuwa naine, yoyo na yakwa, ni ihuwa naine.
An ant and an elephant cannot fellowship.
Jogu, tuge na murothi, itingege na nguataniro.
A dog and a cat cannot fellowship.
Gui na nyau. No engwataniro ya jio. Gutire engwataniro.
The nature is different.
Matihuana ine.
The ways are different.
Na njerashiao nasho mitihuana ine.
Amen.
Amen.
Fellowship is like with like.
Amen. Ini guataniro de. Neno neihuana ine.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Yani gai na modo yore. Makoro na guataniro huana ine.
Amen.
Amen.
Two doves could fellowship together.
Yani,
two doves.
Hua. Dutura igere, si nanguataniro ihua naine.
But a dove and a crow can fellowship together.
Non dutura re, na hongore, itire nguataniro.
Amen.
Amen.
And so God had to make Adam just like himself.
Bas, kwa wongai, akiomba Adam, omu hua naende otake.
But when God saw that the man was alone.
Non le yangai arori, akiona modu yule, ewi kitu.
Adam, look around in the creation.
Adam akirora, akirora indo ida shiote shiobetu.
The male lion had a lioness with him.
Akirora murudi, wena murudi ungewa wanga.
The male bull had a cow with him.
Na yondegwa ya ali na ngombe hau.
The male deer had a female deer with him.
Dwariga nayo yale yamba na yale nge yanga.
The male dove and the female dove was together.
Dutura nayo ale dutura igere emwene yanga erenge nayo ne ajamba.
But when Adam looked around there was nothing.
No Adam arorogwa ri akiona we ndale na kedo.
And whenever he see the male and the female together,
oh he does show that oh ni raisi igere si hamweli.
Sometimes he'd be having a nice time with the male lion.
Ringi akorago na ngota mirojega muno na muruthi wa jamba.
And he's telling the male lion, you are the king in my kingdom.
Nakawera muruthi wa jamba. Wewe muthamaki theino muthamaki wakwa.
You are head of the animals.
Wewe noe munene wa ishinge ciothe.
And that lion is all next to Adam, you know, enjoying himself.
Na muruthi ucio yakwe na Adam no gukena urakena.
Getting all these compliments from his master.
Okay, the radio mono oria we na hinya.
But then the lioness comes.
Na ke oria iria yanga na yego.
And the male lion takes off and leave Adam alone.
Amen. Na yano le murudi waja bari ogati aneri Adamu ogati dihare murudi oyonge wanga.
And when the sun begin to set,
the male and
the female takes off.
And
Adam begin to recognize that there was an aloneness about him. And so he began to crave for that kind of companionship. As much as he could enjoy an association with the other beasts in the kingdom, because they were his subjects that he ruled over in his kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. Just like God in heaven, he ruled over his heavenly kingdom. He had cherubims and seraphims and angels he ruled over. But there was a loneliness about him. And so when God had to make a bride for Adam,
God
didn't take some more material and make a wife.
He took
part of the bridegroom to make the bride.
Because
Eve had to be part of Adam for fellowship. God didn't say, well, Adam, you need your clothes ironed. It looked too wrinkled.
Adam, Magaida, we Adam, kuiti horetwo bathirone kai kunjanite.
Oh, you're looking too thin. You need some good cooking.
Kana karoro guo thini wa riko kuria riko ini ati urendo rugirwo tuirio twega.
In that civilization,
yani they know how the wa mbere wa muthembo cio ri.
Adam didn't have to cook no food.
Adam dabataritio ni kuruga irio.
He didn't need to wear these kind of clothes. Because he had a greater clothing than this clothing.
Amen.
So God didn't give my wife to cook an iron.
Kuogwari. Mungu akumba Adamu ati mke ili ampigie nguo pasi ama ampikie chakula ati ngaida heira Adamu mutumia niguo murugagira irio njega kana muhuragira nguo ciake bathi kiu tikio gitumi.
He didn't have no house that needed cleaning out.
Adamu ndari na mucie kana nyomba ati ile mutumia ritinda gagithagathaga guthondeka na kuhata kuhata.
He had no floor that needed scrubbing.
Ndari na guko floor ati atinde yake agithambia yake.
So when God gave him a wife, making the right kind of help for him,
amen,
to remove the aloneness that God saw in him,
amen, amen. Ni kuehutia, yani kuehutia, yani kutidawe nyitutothia, kuondoa upweke. Mke alipeanwa wa kuondoa upweke, si kusafisha kupika vizuri kufanya, ni kukuondolea upweke.
God gave him a bride for fellowship. One who could support him. He'll be protected by this one. He'll be strengthened by this one. Amen.
Amen.
God in his sovereign purpose was determined to make the right kind of help for the man. Today we have so many matchmakers. And they try to unite people based on social status.
Yani, makirora ate hi githomo ni adigiri igiri igiri kana kindu ta kiu.
Based on education.
Yani mathomete uyu ni muthomu uyu ni muthomu no mahikanie.
Based on job.
Yani hi mewira ine othe ni ndagitari no makihikanie.
That is man trying to unite people, man.
Washia ni mundu akigaragia kunyitithania mundu na mundu.
That is politics.
Amen. Yo ni siasa.
Amen.
Amen.
But we see God didn't need no help when he was going to provide the right kind of help for his son.
Amen. No, ni tuona atiriri. Ria ngai abatarite ni kuhe uteithio uria wagireere ri. Ande hagira uteithio o uria unjagireere.
Because in 1 Corinthians 11, it says the woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman. And the man is the head of the woman. And Christ is the head of the man.
Amen.
You see, God was Adam's head first. God was Adam's head.
Bas, gai nwe wale mutwe wa Adam.
And after Adam proved that he could be under God's headship,
Adam, ona niliate no akoro runguru wa mutwe wa gai re.
Then God gave him a bride.
Amen. Amen. Let us repeat that. Wakati Mungu, ngoja niseme na Kiswahili na Kizungu. Wakati Mungu aliona Adamu kweli anakubali, anakuwa chini yake, akaangalia akaona Adamu yuko chini yake, basi akampa bibi ili naye bibi awe chini ya Adamu. Amen.
Because a real wife was intended only to be led by a man who is led by Christ.
Amen. Amen. Mutumia kuna. Shika isasa. Mutumia kuna. No ole atu ukoretwe rungu rwa muthuriwe oturia nake muthuri uyu erungu rwa Kristo.
That is why God could require submission.
Amen. Na nikio nake ngai haha etirie kwenyihia mundu akenyihagiria mutumia akenyihagiria muthuri.
Because when the woman is submitting to a man who has already learned to submit to Christ.
Nitondo mutumia uyu akenyihiria muthuri uyu ri uri anake muthuri uyu ni anyihagiria Kristo ri.
So she don't fear that she will be dominated.
Amen. Mutumia ndari na kimako kana kieha atiriwa gwathwo na watho wa kijerimani.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Bible, the husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church. And gave himself for it. Amen.
Amen.
And when Adam proved that he could lay down his life for his wife, it displayed the love that he had loved her with.
Amen. Udosio kionania wendoria Adam ali na guokuna he mutumia wake.
And he was even typing Christ when he did that.
Amen. Na agikogwa ningiri ona nagia ngwatari neno ya Kristo na kanitha wake.
So it's a very wonderful thing.
Bas niondo mwega makeria
to see that God is interested.
Yani kuona ngai nake akienda
in making the right kind of help for us.
Yani gututhondekera muteithia uria utwagireire.
Today when people are afraid and become insecure,
yani umuthiriria andu mena guoya na makona na ta mari ugwatine,
that they will get the right kind of help.
Atiriwi ya hata guthie gwetha guo hi one muteithia uri wagireere.
They look towards science.
Madhia mwena ine wa science.
And you see women,
ani urona nywe,
they get all this max factor.
Magabonde kaido ici cio the max factor.
They get all the help that they could need from the chemical world.
Yani makageria ko gonyani oil iria othe mangihota kwionera kuyame kwionera.
Some women paint themselves
atumia ngina makeha karangi makeha
to look a little more attractive.
Wationeke atihini ni akwagirira makiria.
They get all the latest deodorants and mouthwashes and everything else.
Ni makagira maguta macho maretwo danga deodorants na maguta ma enda uchumi utaona hiyo
to make themselves more appealing.
Atenegwate moneke atini ni maragucheriria.
They are trying to get all the man male help that they could.
Maragaria ku kuetha uteithio kuri andu
because they don't want to be alone.
They don't matienda gukoro mariaiki.
Science has destroyed their faith in God's word.
Amen. Science imeari niwe wathuketie witikio witu.
Religion has blinded them.
Nayo ndinire ikamtutumumia.
That they do not realize that God is very interested.
Yani na matisho ka kumenya matuika ndumumu ati ngai ni aragucirerio ni uturo wao makeria.
That God understand our loneliness.
Na ati ngai niyo gukorwo twina loneliness.
That God designed us to receive comfort and satisfaction to the right companion. Adam had a kingdom.
Adam wale na ufalme.
He had dominion.
Ni adanaga.
He was in the image and likeness of God.
Ombe tu ahuana ina na ngai.
He had all riches.
Yeah, amen. Ali no tonga wothe ule wa mwagirire.
He had fellowship with God.
Ali na ngwataniro na ngai.
But he was still lonely.
Amen. Na na maundu macio mothe ali no aiguage wiki.
Amen.
Amen.
It just shows us that God
guy
have designed our lives in such a way that it is to reveal this great mystery of Christ in the church. Look in the time of Rebecca. How she was found at evening time. When that servant went out and prayed. They had made a long journey through the wilderness.
wilderness.
For many
jangwani.
Days. They were sunburned. They were thirsty. They was exhausted. The camels were thirsty. And when that servant stood by the well, he didn't pray, "Lord, send a damsel with a bachelor of arts." From an upper class family. Having a good job in the government. He didn't pray that. He said, "Let it be the damsel who will come and ask if I need a drink of water, and will also draw water for my camels." The Bible said it was 10 camels.
The Bible?
That's 10 camels. Do you realize how much water one camel drinks? And when Rebecca came, now take for instance, what if he had come and put up an advertisement on a billboard by the city? Saying, "Evening messenger has come to look for bride for the bridegroom." The bridegroom is heir of all that his father has. He is rich with gold and silver and much cattle and sheep. And his son is a very handsome man, and he desires to get a bride. You would have gotten every young woman in the city. Fighting for that position. But he prayed.
Amen.
And he described a certain type of character and virtue in the prayer.
Amen.
It will take a certain quality and a certain nature.
Amen.
Amen. And when she came to him, and he saw her, it was love at first sight.
Amen.
This is the first time my brother has seen my sister this way. Might have seen church many times, but when he turned at his side today and looked and saw her coming in, and the song announced in her entrance, and he saw this lady stepping so gracefully coming in, dressed in a beautiful gong. The Bible says, as a bride adorned for the bridegroom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as she came in, she's coming veiled, her head covered, because she's coming to her head. Amen.
Amen.
She's coming to be joined in holy matrimony.
in
the presence of witnesses. She's
going
to sign that marriage
certificate.
She's going to take his name and come under his headship. Amen.
Amen.
It's a great thing that we are witnessing here today, because it speaks of a greater reality. The marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. And the prophet tells us of the bride dressed in the beautiful gown of his promised word, and she veils herself with the holy veil of the Holy Spirit, and she comes in submission to her headship, and she has the wedding band of unmerited predestinated grace. That there might be many women in here this evening, but she's a chosen woman.
Amen.
Then she has the marriage certificate. He said, that's the name revealed in the book.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then she has the name revealed in the seven thunders.
Yes,
he gives her part of his name. She has that name written in her forehead. When she signs, she could sign in that name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As our sister sang, it's a uniting time. And we are privileged to be chosen and be invited to be part of the great ceremony. To God be praised. May God bless them with the fullness of his blessings. And may the family be real happy. Both families have been enriched to have a fine young man, a fine young woman, that a church can come and be identified in support with the prayers and the presence. Because of the standing that they have among the people. God's name be praised. I turn this service back to our precious pastor.
Amen. Amen.
Was not that wonderful?
Hallelujah. Amen.
I'll just say one word or two before as we go to the wedding.
In the book of
Revelations chapter 21. And verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come here, I'll show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife.
Amen.
Kedome nagikuyu. Ugishoka gugiuka muraika umwe wari amugwaja mari na bakuri iri amugwaja area iri aine makuete matuhu mari amugwaja na makurigiriria nake akijaririria akiuga ukana guku gwonie muhiki owe mutumia wa gaturume.
Amen.
Maybe do that could help my brother a bit. I'll speak in Kikuyu as we finish.
Amen.
Ukana guku gwonie muhiki mutumia wa dhubi.
Jo hapa ni kuonyeshe yule mwanamke bibi ya dhumbi.
Dobe mutumio yogwetwo Teresia ari nake onekahi kari agaciarirwo ni mami wao.
Huyu msichana alikuwa ndani ya dhombe hata wakati alikuwa mdogo.
Na mutumio yogwetwo Teresia atoire ahithetwo theine wa dhombe. In English.
This lady Teresia was hidden all the time inside dhombe.
No more the atone kiria kiri theine wa dhombe ekahita karia.
But today we are here so that we can see the manifestation of what was inside the dhombe.
Otogwo muraika etire Johana.
Just like the angel invited John.
Akimwira kana guko.
And told him, come here.
Kuonie muhiki.
So that I can see mutumia
wa gatorome.
The wife of the lamb.
Togwo twaigwa.
Just like we have.
Jesus Christ ena muhiki wake.
Jesus Christ has his bride.
Na atoire ahithetwo theine wake.
And she has been hidden all the time inside him. Now the time has come.
Yo,
so that wife can be manifested. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us stand up.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this wonderful occasion.
Baba yetu leo mbinguni tunataka kukushukuru kwa ajili ya wakati huu mkuu.
Thank you very much for Brother Anthony.
Asante sana kwa ndugu yetu Anthony.
Thank you very much for Sister Teresia.
Asante sana kwa dada Teresia.
Master, as we go to join them in holy matrimony.
Bwana tunapoenda kuwashikanisha katika ndoa takatifu.
We thank you for the word we have heard this morning.
Tunashukuru mno kwa neno tuliosikia.
Bless our precious brother.
Mbariki ndugu yetu.
Bless those who have heard thy word.
And bless those who have heard the word.
What are that word, Heavenly Father?
Kile ambacho kimefanywa neno hilo Bwana.
May it bring forth fruits.
Na kikazae matunda.
In Jesus name.
Katika jina la Yesu.
Bless you very much. The rest of you may be seated.
The rest may be seated.
Amen. It's a great honor. Once more, I say.
Shukrani sana tena jioni asubuhi ya leo.
Associated with the wedding of our precious brother Anthony Thumbe.
Kwa kwamba tumehusika katika ndoa ya ndugu yetu Thumbe.
And our sister Teresia Jerry.
Teresia.
Once more, I congratulate them.
Mara nyingine ninawashangilia sana.
We thank God for them.
Tuashukuru Mungu kwa ajili yao.
Congratulate the parents on both sides.
Na pia kuwashangilia wazazi wa pande zote.
It's a great honor to bring up a child.
Ni heshima sana kumlea mtoto.
As a girl and as a boy.
Kama msichana au mvulana.
To see them mature.
Kuwaona wakikomaa.
See them move away from the home.
Kuona wakitoka nyumbani.
And they get a job.
Na wanapata kazi.
But more than everything.
Lakini zaidi ya yote.
To see them get a husband or get a wife.
Kuona wakipata bibi au bwana.
As you have said, to know for sure.
Na kama tuliyosema kujua kabisa.
It is God who has joined them together.
Kama ni Mungu aliyowashikanisha.
Dearly beloved, we are met together in the sight of God and in the presence of these witnesses to join together Anthony Thumbe and Esther Njeri in the bonds of holy matrimony according to the ordinance of God, the custom of the Christian church, and the laws of this country, and to implore on their behalf the blessings of God. Marriage is an honorable and holy estate instituted by God, sanctioned and honored by Christ's presence at the marriage in Cana of Galilee, and likened by St. Paul to the mystical union which exists between Christ and his church. It was ordained of God as the foundation and board of family life for the mutual help and comfort of husband and wife and for the welfare of the state. Marriage is therefore not to be entered upon by any lightly or thoughtlessly, but thoughtfully, reverently, and in the fear of God. Into this holy estate, these two persons now desire to enter. Therefore, if any man can show any just cause why they may not lawfully be joined together in this holy state of matrimony, let him now declare it, or else forever hold his peace.
Hiyo nitazungumza. Na kama kunaye yote ambaye.
Edwa akwa, nitoshemaneti ya geikaro inigeki bere ya gai, na bere ya adu aya meha ha,
Niguo tunyitithanie theini wao hikimutheru mwanake oyo Anthony Thobe na mwiretu oyo Esther Jerry theini wa ohiki sorry Teresia Jerry theini wa ohiki gwecia gutire Esther Jerry na giakugakandagwirwo ni muti theini wa ohiki mutheru oria ngai athanite kuringana na mithiere ya kanitha wa Kristo ona watho wa bururi witu na ninge tuhoe ngai irathimo theini wa ohiki wao ohikire ni undu wa gitio uria wambiririo ni ngai na akionania uria aotete nihindiria athire theini wa ohiki ya Kana Galili na ningi nake Paul nionanitie ohiki uri kionania gia kanitha na Kristo ngai ni authondekire ohiki utuike gitina kia mucii ona gitina kia bururi ohikire ndwagirirwo ni kuingirwo ni mundu ona uriku atekumenya uria areka no ningi mundu akimenyaga uria areka na ningi na witigiri wa ngai theini wa undu uyu mutheru ri andu aya eri ni meharirie kuingira theini wa uhiki kwoguo angikorwo he mundu ona uriku ungionania gitumi kiiganu kiria kingigiria aya eri manyitithanio theini wa uhiki mutheru oige riu na agakuga riu akireki nginya tene na tene gwiciria hatirĩ thathombĩ Moreover, I will charge you both before God, the searcher of all hearts, that if either of you know any reason why you may not lawfully be united in marriage, you do now confess it. For be it assured that so many as are joined otherwise than God's word doth allow, their marriage is not united of the Lord, neither is it blessed of him, nor accepted of him. Is there anything? Is there anything? Man, we don't expect anything as Christians. And what a joy it will be one day. Hĩndĩ ĩrĩa Ngai ageta mũhiki wake arũgame mbere yake. Na nĩ akoria kwĩ mũndũ ũngiuga kaũndũ kangĩtũma ndege kũhikia mũhiki ũyũ wakwa ũgwĩtwo kanitha.
Ni jambo lilikuwa ya ajabu sana wakati Yesu atauliza kuna yeyote ambaye ana kitu kinaweza kunizuia nioe huyu bibi wangu.
Na utakakorwa mũndũ.
Lakini hakutakuwa mtu watanyamaza.
Nĩ ngũria ũrĩa ũkĩte atũhe mũirĩtu ũyũ tafadhali arũgame nĩguo ahikio nĩ mwanake ũyũ. Ũrĩa ũkĩte nĩguo atũhe mũirĩtu ũyũ ahikio nĩ mwanake ũyũ. Rũgama ũguo na no mũrũgame na mũtumia waku. Mũkinyũkie ikinya rĩmwe mbere, mũrũgame gatagatĩ ka mũirĩtu waku na mũtumia waku. Ũnyite guoko kwa mũirĩtu waku haha we baba wao. Haha ũguo. Rũgama yo hau muma. Coka vio hanini mama ikinya rĩmwe na ũka ikinya rĩmwe mbere one ũguo na ũnyite mũirĩtu waku hawe baba wao haha ũguo haha ũguo ya okay mune rĩu amũnyita kũmũgeithia mune mwanake ũcio na mũrũgame hau mũrũ kabica hamwe kĩu nĩ kĩonereria atĩ Thũmbĩ oimire na Thome mwathani akumie mũno ũrĩrei karũhĩ thengiũ mũno mũirĩtu ũyũ waku nĩ angĩrakwa kũire nyũmba ya ihiga no gũtirĩ gĩtĩo gĩkĩrĩte akũrũgamie mbere ya andũ ũmũneane e mũirĩtu cokerie ngai ngatho mũno nĩ ũndũ wa kũiyũkia ngoro yake na kũmuoha nginya mũthenya wa ũmũthĩ thengiũ mũno no mũikare thĩ thank you Toria tugaga
kama vile tunasema
it's never too late.
Hawezi kuchelewa sana
you feel free to say yes or no.
Eh,
Anthony Thumbi, will thou have this woman to be thy wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy state of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, in and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto her, so long as you both shall live?
I will, you know that.
Amen. No wonder Tricia has a little smile. I will, in all that. Tricia and Jerry, will thou have this man to be thy wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Will thou love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto him, so long as you both shall live?
Yes, I will.
Amen. She says, yes, I will.
I promise that
even as Christ has loved his bride,
so shall my love be to you.
Thus let me love you,
care for you,
nourish you,
and cherish you.
I give myself for you,
till we together
are united with him.
And I say also unto thee,
as for me,
and my house,
we shall serve the Lord.
To be my own husband.
I praise my heart in yours. To be by your side. As you walk with God. In His love. I will submit.
To you.
And cherish you.
Whither thou goest.
I will go.
Whither thou lodgest.
I will lodge.
Your people.
Shall be my people.
And your God.
Shall be my God. Heavenly Father, it's an honor to be associated in a wedding that we know for sure is the type of that wonderful wedding that we are looking forward to. In the name of Jesus Christ, as they take these tokens of their vows to one another and place them in one another's finger, Master, may you bind their hearts with those vows in the way of love. They will love one another, and to be a joy unto them, to cherish one another, to love one another, and their eyes will be bright to anybody else, to any other man, to any other woman. Join their hearts together as one, even as it was in the beginning.
and as it is right now between your bride and yourself. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Anthony Thumbi and Teresia Njeri have consented together in wedlock and have pledged their troth to each other in the sight of God and in the presence of this company, and have confirmed the same by joining of hands and giving and receiving of a ring. Now, therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pronounce you husband and wife. Amen. Whom, therefore, God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Shall we pray once? Shall we pray? In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we dedicate Brother Thumbi and his wife, Teresia, in your hands. Amen. Thanking you, Jesus Christ, for this wonderful testimony that you have taken the heart of Brother Thumbi and tied it to the heart of Sister Teresia. May the mercies of Jesus Christ now continually rest upon them. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for saving their souls. Thank you for joining them to one another. Thank you, Heavenly Father, as we commit them in your hands and pronounce them husband and wife in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray that they will be an example to other families, that you will be their guide. You give the grace to our precious brother Thumbi. The Lord Jesus, as we have heard this day, he will realize that his wife Teresia was taken from his rim. Somebody to be by his side. Somebody to be a helpmate for him. Somebody to be close to his heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that thy mercy will be upon Sister Teresia. You give her the spirit like the Church of Jesus Christ. She will submit wholly unto her husband in love. We commit them in your hands, Master. And if thou wilt tarry, Master, may you bless them with children as we commit them unto thee and dedicate them in your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you very much. I'll ask them now to turn around. One of these days,
siku moja ijayo,
the Lord Jesus Christ,
Bwana Yesu Kristo,
will stand with his bride.
Atasimama na bibi harusi wake.
And all the disputes will be over.
Na sasa kung'ang'ana kote kutaisha.
Brother Thumbi here stands now.
Sasa ndugu Thumbi hapa yuasimama.
Agetuonia mutumia wake.
Showing us his wife.
Kairetu mare nako nasare.
Asante ngao they were together in nursery school.
Na kagen mare nako standard 2 na 3.
And another one they were schooling together in standard
2. Ona turi tuzoge matho magana tu secondary.
And even other girls were schooling together in secondary school.
Leo tutigere he ngarari ringi.
They cannot bring any distance.
Todo Thumbi ne atuonithia hadharani.
Because Thumbi has declared the purpose.
Na ekohe muiretu ngiurari na reciria.
If ever there is another girl who had another.
Thumbi aratuira aramwira liganirwo.
Thumbi is telling us.
Ni Teresia na ni Teresia wiki.
It's Theresia and Theresia alone.
Na noguo Kristo areka muthenya omwe weno.
And that's what Christ will do one of these days.
Makarithani maingi.
There are many churches.
Uturaga kugatha nagwo ne ithwe ehe ne ithwe acha ne ithwe.
Some will say it is we, it is us.
No muthenya omwe arerugamia mutumia wake.
One day he will show us his wife.
Acha geo the makireki.
The rest will be silent.
Todo Jesu ndakahikia atumia.
Because Jesus not to marry.
Jesu akahikia mutumia.
He will marry a wife.
Jesu ndakahikia makanitha.
Jesus will not marry.
Jesu ekuhikia kanitha.
He will marry one church.
Jesu ndeteketie polygamy.
Jesus does not believe.
Thombe ndeteketie polygamy.
Thombe does not believe in polygamy.
Ni omwe ta kiara.
It is one.
Na Jesu ekuhikia omwe ta kiara.
That's Jesus one. He will marry.
Wezi ni wa kanitha ucio. Mwana ni akorathime.
You in that church.
Will you give them a clap?
Twashangilie.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you very much. We are very happy to be associated with Brother Thumbe and his wife. I'll ask Brother Tom to be near.
Nitamuliza ndugu Tom wawe karibu.
Because we have another meeting exactly at 3 o'clock.
Sababu tuna mkutano mwingine saa 9 kabisa.
We have these special ministers from Trinidad.
Tuna huyu mduma maalum kutoka huko Trinidad.
Did you enjoy the service this morning?
Oh,
it was so good. I was wishing, I wish you just continue. And I could watch the bride and I could watch the bridegroom and I knew they were not in a hurry. Amen. So we are so happy to have our precious brother from Trinidad to be ministering to us this evening. From 3 o'clock, we'll be having the service. Tomorrow we shall have the service here with him.
Kesho tutakuwa na ibada hapa pamoja naye.
We shall also have the afternoon service with him tomorrow.
Tutakuwa pia na ibada kesho.
Brother Maura from Nakuru, God bless you very much. You're very much welcome. Another minister as well. I don't know whether Wycliffe is with us.
Now
I from the church in Technical or any other minister with us. You are all welcome. We appreciate you being with us. And you are very much welcome. God bless you very much. I'll hand over the service to the song leader.
Tom.
Amen.
We give glory and praise to Jesus Christ.
Tumtukuza Bwana Yesu Kristo.
Those taking photographs can't come and their certificate. We are thankful for the wedding of our brother Thumbe.
Tashukuru sana kwa ajili ya arusi ya ndugu yetu Thumbe.
And that God has given us grace and it's through.
Na kwamba Mungu ametupatia neema na imeshaisha.
I'm sure you may not be listening at me right now. So I'll give you a few minutes.
Kwa sababu amunisikizi sasa nitawapatia dakika chache.
So that the attention will come back here.
Ili makini turudie hapa juu.
Siku
ile ya kumkiri Mwokozi. Thank you.
What we are going to do.
Why, why violile ambalo tutafanya?